The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Now, I don't know about you, but throughout the past 12 months or thereabouts, you've probably come across people, family members or relations or friends saying, "You wouldn't believe, I had the maddest dream last night." And we've all had our lives turned upside down in the past year. And that includes maybe not sleeping very well at night and indeed having some crazy dreams and even nightmares. So to try and explain what's happening to us all, for those of you that are in that situation, I'm joined now by a psychoanalyst, Michael Murphy. Michael, good morning or good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Damien.
Well, first, before I chat to you about mad dreams and why we're having them, particularly during the pandemic, you, of course, listeners will know, former newscaster here in RTÉ, former employee in RTÉ, and somebody that would have known Shay Healy personally as well.
I did, Damien. exactly 50 years ago, in 1971, I won the Castlebar International Song Contest. And Shay Healy was the head of the judging panel. And I remember we were sitting there in the huge hall in the Traveller's Friend Hotel, and the judges filed back in. And as Shay passed by, I was about the third row, I think, he caught my eye, and I saw that he had his hand, he had the thumb up as he passed me by, and he gave me a wink. So I was wondering what that actually meant. And sure enough, they called out that for the first time, an Irish person had won the Castlebar International Song Contest, and a local man at that, because I'm from Castlebar. So over the course of that week, I got to know Shay very well. He was so open, a very, very nice human being. And whenever we met afterwards, he would, you know, he went on, obviously, to have wonderful success with the Eurovision. And he'd ask me, you know, "Are you writing any songs, Michael?" And I say, "No, but what's going on with you, Shay?" And those meetings with him were always tremendously positive. Mm. But my impression was he was just a very, very nice human being. And later on, actually, I saw an interview he gave, maybe Hot Press magazine, in which he made the psychological point that human beings are responsible for their own sexuality, and they have to look after their own sexual needs so that it doesn't spill out and interfere with other people. And I thought that was a very courageous point to make. It might have been back in the 80s or 90s when that sort of subject was taboo, but he was bang on the ball with that.
So you wrote the song as opposed to sang it?
Oh, I wrote the song, yeah. The group who sang it, we're a local group called La Salle. The song was "Feeling That I Got It Made," and we talked afterwards, and he loved the way the song was constructed. So even at that stage, he was writing songs and developing a career, which obviously would have colossal success.
Yeah. Oh, God, as I said, so many memories and people's lives that he touched over the years, and in your case, going way back then to 71. Look, we had you lined up to come on before news of Shay's passing came through, because we did, Michael, want to bring you on. You're the dream master, the dream interpreter. You're a psychoanalyst. But am I right in assuming that we are having more dreams and mad dreams and nightmares in the past 12 months? Is there a correlation between that and the pandemic?
Yeah, I think earlier, Damien, you said that, you know, COVID has turned our lives upside down. So if there's nothing happening in your everyday life and your conscious everyday life, you're going to have these incredible adventures at night. The unconscious will give you something to do, as it were. The most obvious one is a lot of people are thinking of having wonderful holidays off in the Maldives, or extraordinary holidays, and that's, it's a compensation, essentially. Trying to there is another point, actually, of a follow on that. A woman talked to me about a dream she had about going into a tiny cinema in Nace. And it was a private room, and she went in. It was like the parlor of a house. And she suddenly said, God, I don't know whether I want to go to the cinema here. And then as she was leaving, she suddenly realized that underground, there was this vast modern cinema. And essentially what was happening was that although nothing had been happening in her everyday life, she had concentrated so much on her interior life, her spiritual and psychological development, that's what that huge cinema underground represented. So what is not happening in our everyday life is occurring at the moment in our when we sleep, in our dreams.
So we're all very creative subconsciously. Yes. We're asleep at nighttime. Our brain is creating these fantastic movies in our head.
Yes, and it's very important if you can put the when you wake up in the morning, actually write it down, put it into words, and then just read what you've written. And often the main point, the bottom line in the dream, will suddenly jump out at you and you'll realize what that's about. For example, I was on the Today Show last Tuesday, and one of the dreams was a woman who is terrified of mice and rats was having all of these dreams featuring mice and rats, and they're vermin who cause disease, essentially. And so it's very obviously a COVID dream. That's the representation of COVID is through the mice and rats. Another woman was talking about a dream where her father had passed away, and she was very shocked because he was in his 70s and very healthy. And she wanted to know why did she have that dream. And the answer is obviously her unconscious is preparing her for the time when her father will actually die. But it's also a representation of COVID, if you like, because people in their 70s are very vulnerable, and they could actually catch COVID more easily than somebody who's younger. So that also is part of the dream. That's why she's having that particular dream.
And are all dreams a reflection of our state of mind?
They are, yes. Really, yeah. And yeah. You sometimes have a dream of the house where you live. You know, that is a representation of the attitudes you have and the way you look at life. So everything in the dream is related to you. So, you know, why did I dream of the neighbor? Very good question. What does the neighbor represent? So you actually analyze each aspect of the dream. When you're taking a dream, somebody throws it at you on a program, it's very different to when you're working with somebody in a psychoanalytic setting, because you can get in the psychoanalytic setting, they can give you their actual associations to the dream. Whereas if it's in a generalized setting like a radio studio or a television program, it's not as pointed. It's not as personal to the person who is dreaming.
But the cast members in some dreams are absolutely mind-boggling. You're saying, how did so-and-so appear in my dream?
Yes. And you're the producer director. You cast that. You write the script. And again, come back to what I said earlier. If you can say, what was that dream about, really about last night? And I said, I fell off a cliff and I was falling forever. And you suddenly realize that, you know, the bottom line is a lack of security. Or another dream, you're out in public and you need to go to the toilet. You eventually find a toilet. It's disgusting inside, but you have to go. And then you find that the door won't close. In other words, again, there is a lack of security, and something which should be done in private is being done in public. So you're able to work out what those dreams mean. When Freud wrote his book, The Interpretation of Dreams, over 100 years ago, he said it's very difficult to work out what a dream might mean. But in fact, we're so used to watching television and watching movies that, of course, we can follow the story nowadays much more clearly. So even if you tell the story to somebody you trust and always tell it to somebody you trust, because it's very revealing of a person. It's soul matter, if you like. When you tell that story, you'll suddenly realize, oh my goodness, that's what this dream is about. And it's preparing you. The scientific research shows that it's preparing you for what's coming in the next 24 hours or the next week or the next month. The most obvious example of that is the Leaving Cert dream. You know, you're back the Leaving Cert and you don't know the maths questions and all the rest of it. That's just a warning, asking you to put in some work for whatever is coming down the road at you. It might be a presentation at work or something like that. But you have to put in the work if you want to get the results.
Should we worry about dreams?
If they come in nightmare form, it means that you haven't actually understood what the dream is telling you. So that is a warning. You really should try to work out what could be coming down the line at you, as it were. And what's happening at night is that the psyche is trying to get back in balance. So if to bring you to the center of the seesaw, if there is nothing happening at one end of the seesaw, the other one will have extraordinary adventures. So it's trying all the time to bring the psyche back into balance. And once you're in a balanced situation, you can deal with whatever is coming down the road at you.
Well, we know we can't predict the future, but to an extent, if you have a nightmare or a dream, is that the body actually telling you something that might happen to you in the future if you don't sort it out?
That's exactly right, Damien. Well done. Yeah, that I couldn't put that more clearly. It doesn't predict the future, but it is a wonderful means of helping you to make better choices, if you like. If you pay attention to what the dream is saying, this is what the dream says. This is my present situation in everyday life. And from balancing the two of those, you may very well see a third way to go forward with your life. So that's what the dreams are doing. If you honor the dream, it definitely will help you going forward. And often people will say, you know, I never remember my dreams. But if you begin to, you'll find out you'll be able to remember the dreams going forward, and it'll give you a direction for what's happening. If you think about, you know, your consciousness, it's like looking through the aperture on your mobile phone, whereas the unconscious in dreams is writ large on an enormous cinemascope screen. So it's really important to bring that sacred matter, if you like, into your everyday life, so that you can live your life, the full truth of your life going forward.
Well, speaking of mobile phones, are there ways that we can reduce the, you know, being woken up by bad dreams or having dreams and having a topsy-turvy night in terms of how we a routine to get into before we go asleep?
Oh, yes. If you get rid of the mobile phone or the laptop at least an hour before you go to bed, so that you can calm down, as it were, that's going to help. But if you are having those nightmares, you really should try to understand what the dream is saying to you. And once you understand what it's saying to you and act upon it, honor the dream, in other words, those nightmares will disappear and you'll have a good night's sleep. Most people don't actually remember their dreams at all. And it's doing its work at night, because we're dreaming every night between 4 and 20 minutes. A quarter of each night's sleep is made up of dreaming. And the fact that you can see it with cats and dogs and elephants and horses, that all of the higher mammals dream. So there is obviously a very important function that rapid eye movement sleep is performing.
Somebody has texted in here. Can you ask Michael about how long it took for masks to appear in our dreams? I kept waiting for them to appear. They did eventually, but it took a long time. They're still not always there. And just in terms of lockdown dreams, have the way we dream now changed as a result of this pandemic? Because we've never lived through a pandemic before.
Yes, and there is a collective unconscious. Carl Jung would talk about the collective unconscious. And this is the first time that the whole world has been caught up in a pandemic. So it is reflected in our dreams. And if you look on the collective unconscious as a vast computer, we are contributing to that every night all over the world. So that wisdom can be drawn upon. To help us deal with what's going forward. And another COVID dream that comes to mind was, somebody going down a stairs, but some of the steps were missing.
Yeah.
And they were really worried they were going to fall. And again, that is an expression of the insecurity people feel around contracting COVID. And again, it's a COVID dream. You can see aspects of COVID in almost every dream at the moment, when you're talking to psychoanalytic clients or even your friends,
There's some mad ones coming in here. We won't get to them all but why do I keep dreaming of still having my first car and driving it without insurance? And that's from John.
Again, isn't that a dangerous situation to be in? Judge Judy wouldn't like that now. She'd come down very, very hard on that. In other words, you are not fully protected when you go out on the road. So, isn't that the obvious?
The creative mind is just unbelievable when you're sleeping. When you think about there's a Martin Scorsese in all of us then, really, isn't there?
There is indeed, yes.
Yeah. And what are the other one, Michael, is it a common misconception that, you shouldn't eat cheese going to bed because you'll have nightmares?
I think that's essentially a misconception. It can, obviously, some people are allergic to particular foods, but I don't think it matters. If your psyche feels that you need to have a particular dream, it's going to occur at night.
All right.
So,
I could talk to you all day about them here, Michael. It's been lovely chatting with you, and thank you very much for joining us. Always lovely to hear you on the air and talking about psychoanalysis like that, and indeed for your lovely warm tribute at the beginning in relation to Shea Healy. Michael, have a great weekend. Thanks for chatting to us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Damien.
Email brendan@rte.ie.